Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Jaeger CPA Review and More. This podcast is sponsored by Jaeger CPA Review, the course provider that deals only with the AICPA blueprints. Please go to the JaegerCPAReview.com website and look at our various products. And we believe in seeing is believing. And therefore, please look at our 3-day free trial. Pick a subject, and it'll give you 3 days free access, unlimited, to that product. And I believe that once you look at that product and see how it works, you will pick Jaeger CPA Review as your course provider. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 301-874-4900. If you press 5, you may even talk to Phil Jaeger. Take care, everyone, on your journey for the CPA exam. We wish you the best and good luck.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Jaeger CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Jaeger.
Did you work for any public accounting firm?
I did not.
How'd you get the experience then?
So, you know, as I mentioned to you, Phil, my experience came from doing the work in my parents' business. And when I say the work, I'm talking about bookkeeping, doing some finance, payroll services. But really, my experience came from providing, you know, consulting firms on how to transition and implement best practices in their firm on transitioning to cloud technology. And, you know, that's something that you know, we've heard a lot of, is how do you make that change? So a lot of it came from hands-on working with these firms on how in the world were they going to disrupt the processes and the structure that the partners had set up to implement these new types of services. So again, as someone that has always had a strong student mentality, is I learned, and I learned from the outside. And sometimes people ask me, you know, well, how did you get started? Or, you know, how are you, did you get to this position without being an accountant by trade? And I think running the Contavi Alliance and an association for accounting firms, they don't need me to be a CPA. They need me to help them with other challenges that are facing their firms with, you know, how they bill for their services and how they create a culture within their firm to better serve the needs of their clients. So I think those are the types of outside the box or outside of the scope or maybe intangibles that they needed from me as they transform their firms.
Did you want to take the CPA exam? It just, what made you decide, oh, I don't really need to be a CPA? All right.
Yeah.
What was your thinking on that?
You know, there was a time where I did consider it, you know, when I really started to come into my own in my career on the tech side that was serving the CPA community.
Right.
And, you
right.
know, I thought to myself, you know what, if I'm going to be successful at this, you know, I'm going to need to have my credential. I mean, I've got my MBA, that's helped me, but, you know, I need some of these credentials, these letters that follow the names of, you know, some of the, you know, the thought leaders in the industry, right?
The thought leaders?
is that a faux pas? Is that
one thought leader that you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, is that something that is, you know, that something you don't mention on your show here? But yes, I mean, it's something that I considered, but I realized that the firms that I was consulting, the team that I was building, it was something that I didn't need to do the work that I was doing in my role. And so therefore, you know, it's something that I didn't consider. But I know, Phil, that, you know, with your business and the review, you know, you're looking at, you know, how do we reach more young people? How do we reach more people for that path of a CPA? And so I think that there's definitely an opportunity to position the profession in a way that is attractive, that goes beyond, you know, maybe someone's belief that, okay, if I'm going to be an accountant, I'm going to be in a cubicle and I'm going to be doing that data entry. I'm going to get a stack of work and, you know, it never ends. And like, this is what an accountant. So I think it's painting the picture.
That sounds boring to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about painting the picture of how exciting it is. And I believe that accounting is the international language of business.
Oh, definitely.
So regardless of what you do in your career as a young person, if you get accounting, if you incorporate that into your experience and pursue that CPA, it will do nothing but help you in your career, regardless if you stay in practice or outside of practice. And so it's kind of painting that picture of like, this will definitely help you regardless of where you work anywhere in the world, because the numbers are international, right? And that doesn't change regardless of what language you speak. It's all about the numbers for a small business. And so if someone can understand how to communicate and interpret that and help businesses or even their own business be successful, I think it just makes that designation also all the more important. So again, it's painting the picture of what that looks like beyond the firm, but operating your own practice, but also outside of practice, of how it has helped professionals excel in their careers.
Do you know of people who have been turned off by the requirements to be a CPA?
I think more so my experience is working with smaller firms that may have other designations or have bookkeeping or accounting experiences. They built a practice that is successful and that has been lucrative for them without having that designation. So I think it's kind of like, well, if I'm already running a bookkeeping business or a tax business doing individual returns, et cetera, but they don't need to provide the compilations or they don't need to provide the audited financial statements. And, you know, why do it? I've already got a successful business. So I think that's one of the situations and one of the scenarios.
If they're doing tax returns, they can get the enrolled agent.
That's right.
And you know what? It's not as hard to qualify for that as the CPA, you know. What other areas do you deal with people getting another designation? Do you know?
Well, obviously, as a financial advisor, right, in finance, you need to have another designation depending on, you know, on the type of work that you're doing. But I think, you know, and you've probably seen this, Phil, is there so many platforms out there that provide educational content that for many people, they're even not looking at going to a four-year university anymore because they're finding these platforms or getting their education.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many people who are brilliant in computers, and they maybe did 2 years of, accounting. 2 years of college. And you know what? They're very successful.
Yes.
All right. I'm not saying that you have to get a degree. I mean, really. There is a shortage of people taking the CPA exam now. In fact, over the past 10 years, number of people who are taking the exam has dropped about 50%. All right. And it's still dropping. All right. And for example, the question is, why is it dropping? Well, you know, you want to be a CPA, you got to go really for more or less 5 years of education. As this 150-hour rule, okay?
Yeah.
And if you get a CPA, 150 hours, that's an extra year you have to spend the money for tuition or whatever, all right? So, and then the starting salaries, all right, they're not higher than someone who's a financial analyst or anything, you know? So that's the mistake. I think the other mistake is that they're not taking into account that, hey, this profession is still, it's always been where you don't have a quality of life. All right. They work you to death, the CPA firms. Okay. And, you know, this is a different generation. Okay. Maybe my generation, you just accepted that during tax season, they called it, I would work 55 hours a week. But they said, you know what? We only require, all right, for the rest of the year, from January 1st to maybe April 15th, we work 55 hours a week, all right? But the rest of the year, only 35 hours a week. That's great, all right? 35 hours, they think is generous. Hey, compare us to other countries, right? Right? Do other countries have it where 35 hours is hey, that's the best thing? Maybe 2 weeks vacation, all right? Hey, we work people here, I think, to death. And I think they're burned out. A lot of people burned out. And yeah. I'm not sure people today, you know, the young people coming out, all right, want to deal with that. First of all, accounting is, unless you really know what you're getting into, accounting was never the most exciting profession, all right? But unlike years ago, all right, where all you had when you came out of college was, you could work for a CPA firm doing audits, right? But you did very little of the audits, right? I was talking to this young lady yesterday. She's been with a CPA firm for 1 year, okay? All right? You know what she's done in that 1 year? Bank reconciliations, all right? All right? Sending out accounts receivable confirmations, getting the letters from the attorney. And I'm listening to this. And I said to myself, if you only need a year experience, let's assume you decide to go into practice a year from now. You don't know anything. You don't know enough to open a practice. All right? Yeah. And so this whole thing of 1 year, 2 years experience, I don't know what goes on there at the SCPA, but all right, they don't. I think this is the problem. When I was coming out of college, everyone worked at the SCPA in any type of position, all right, they were all CPAs, all right? Today, God, they have the SCPA, so many non-CPAs working here, all right, giving presentations. So that's one thing. And I'll say it this way, all right? The IMA is taking over. You know, the CMA is becoming a very big, you know, certification, okay? In fact, it's accepted more in foreign countries than the CPA. Why? That extra year, all right? The extra year, you know, of education. I think a lot of people, I've seen people write down that if they got rid of the 150-hour rule, all right, the profession might open up, right? But they're not going to get rid of that because that was passed by every state legislature. And they're not going to go back to them now and say, gee, we made a mistake. You know, so there's too many problems. And I stay, as I tell people, I do the podcast and stay in the profession right now, not for the money. You know, I did all right for many years because I ran a CPA review school and I was a certified financial planner. All right. I took the CFP exam. And so I was in different things. And I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. So I had, you know, I did it all. And you know what? When I got out of school, you know what the requirements were to get the CPA in Maryland? No experience requirement and a bachelor's degree in accounting. That was it. All right. Not a bachelor's degree. We have to take 6 credits in this. 3. Very simple. And you know what? People passed the exam, and I'm sure they didn't destroy the clients that they had. All right. Now, that has all changed.
Yeah.
All right. That was the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's great what you're doing here with the podcast, Phil. And I think just continuing to, again, help folks with the CPA exam. Some people might try to do it on their own, but that, you know, there needs to be the review school, and so that people don't get discouraged. Like, what happens if they're taking it, but they miss by a point or a couple points on one of the exams, right? So providing the services and resources that you do help along that way. And so, it's definitely great for me to kind of share my experience from an outsider.
I have to tell you, I'm one person, okay? All right. Hey, the AICPA said their primary purpose is to protect the public. I asked them at the AICPA, what about the CPA candidates? And they said, that's not their problem. And there's passing rates that are so ridiculous. They don't monitor it. So I think they should be an advocate for the CPA candidate. All right. And that's not the case. Hey, you're trying to advocate for the Latino population, right?
Yes.
All right. How many people help you with that? Do you have people helping you?
Our members, I've got, you know, partners that help with that. So there's some other organizations that, you know, kind of see things similar and, you know, doing the best we can.
Yeah. And I hate to hear when you say only 6% of Latinos, you know, there's so many people out there that, you know, could be get these positions. You know, what doesn't have to be in accounting, okay? They could be in, they could do advisory work for Latino businesses.
Yes. Because
they speak their language. Seriously.
Right.
All right. I think you have to speak bilingual today.
Yeah. Yeah. They might be bilingual. They might relate to them more culturally. So, I mean, again, I see the Latino market as a big opportunity for the profession, and it starts with, you know, finding the right talent, right? You've got to have the experience, but also folks that are culturally representative enough to connect with those small businesses. And I think it's definitely an area of opportunity.
And the question is, what would you recommend to, this is the final question, what would you recommend to a person who is Latino who would come to you and say, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm graduating high school. I know it's a tough age for someone to figure out what they want to do, but I'm graduating high school. All right. What do you think I should do? All right. Is that a tough question to advise them?
No, I would share with them my experience and I would encourage them to get a degree in accounting and finance. I mean, again, being blessed to have a global perspective of knowing that the numbers are what drive this, the economy in the world. It's like, if you can study in accounting and finance, then you will understand the language of business. And if you can understand the language of business, there's no shortage of opportunities for you as a young person understanding that. So I definitely see, those would be my words.
Did you want to be in marketing? You sound like you like marketing a lot, all right? Would you like to be just in marketing, or you want to be in the accounting area, all right? You sound like a great marketing person. Oh, really? You do.
Yeah, well, you know, I studied marketing, but again, having that entrepreneurial DNA and working with my parents' business was led naturally to business. And hey, marketing, sales, I mean, I think in life we're always selling something, right? Whether it's our idea, our business, something.
Myself,
so I think it's something that's great.
Really,
yeah, you're selling yourself all the time, right? So I think it's something that's helped me along my career, but it's definitely understanding how businesses function and operate. And again, that goes back to the accounting side of things, is, you know, how they operate. So that's the advice that I would give to a young person with their, you know, deciding on what it is that they want to study or do, is I would tell them to do that, because the opportunities are limitless when you have a sound background in accounting and finance.
Yeah, Arthur, you really impressed me. Yeah, I'm very impressed that you have all this sales background. You built up businesses, you know, and you're still building up. And God, you look so young too, which I think is good. But no, I think I was listening to what you've done, and I think it's great. I mean, you have other qualities. I don't have to tell you this, all right? But you'd be great to tell people how to build up businesses, or right, who have trouble. That's the hardest thing. Is to, where do I start building up a business, all right? That they don't teach necessarily in school. I don't know, do they teach that in entrepreneurship programs?
You know, until grad school is when I took the first entrepreneurship course.
Well, I have to tell you, I think you would be better than any entrepreneurship, all right? All right? It's the school of hard knocks. That's really what it is, all right? Hey, I appreciate you being on here, and I probably spoke too much, okay? I'm very passionate about the profession, not because I did not want to be a CPA or an accountant, all right? I wanted to be in marketing. But once I got my degree in accounting, wherever I went to a company, it'd say, you know, you'd probably be good in marketing, but you know what? We have a good accounting job here, all right? That's who the placement companies wanted to send me to. That's easier to place me there, get their commission. So what I would say is, all right, go into an area that you think you would be good at. And you know something, all right? You can learn something if you didn't have it. Don't don't be an accountant just because I am telling you to be an accountant. And also, I mentioned one last thing. My mother said, if you don't major in accounting, I won't pay your tuition. So I'm not complaining at this point, but, you know, I just think that there's so many opportunities today, more so than we had 40 years ago. Take advantage of them, all right? Hey, listen to people like Arthur. You know, he's probably the best person to listen to, more so than anybody with all his experience. So,
thank you, Phil.
I really appreciate, and I've had, talking to different people that you know, all right? They've taught me a lot. You're never too old to learn.
No. And things are changing so quickly. The profession has to adjust as those changes come. I mean, a few days ago, I received my first NFT, right? So it's like, all right, this whole crypto and NFTs and how those impact income, et cetera. So there's things changing quickly. And again, a need for accounting. And that's maybe a rabbit hole, you know, maybe another hour to talk about that specifically. But
That's great. Yeah.
But again, appreciate you having me on. And, you know,
I appreciate you being on. I really do. And I think you added a lot. So anyway, I want to thank Arthur Garcia. All right. And by the way, most people don't know I am 50% Latino. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I've got a DNA test for you. You know, we can kind of get your breakdown.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend of mine who's Italian. So what, who's your big competitor in that DNA testing? Is that the,
There's other players in the market like 23andMe and Ancestry.
Well, a friend of mine who lives in Rhode Island where I went to school, you know, Italian, 100%. Okay. He took one of those companies. He found out that he's 20% Jewish, which was very interesting. I thought that was interesting. You know, so, hey, I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
And by the way, you sound like you have a beautiful family, and enjoy them. They grow up fast. I don't have to tell you that. And once again, I want to thank you. I want to thank Arthur Garcia, who is a tech leader and has a lot of information to share. I'm sure that if you have any questions for him, all right, you can contact him.
They can reach me on Twitter. I'm pretty active there, at Arthur F. Garcia. And you can also connect with me on LinkedIn.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Arthur, I want to thank you. And by the way, everyone, I want to thank you for making us such a successful podcast, all right? We're in the top 10% of a business, which includes accounting, podcast. Actually, people enjoy listening to this. And I think to myself, they do? All right, but really, I appreciate all the positive comments I get. All right. So therefore, just keep those rolling out there. And if you want a certain guest in a certain area, please write to me. Call me. Here's my phone number. 301-874-4900. 301-874-4900. Extension 5. And if there's anything I can do to help you or you're interested in a certain topic, I'll find someone who knows that topic. Okay. Take care, everyone. Stay well. Stay healthy. And most of all, we've gone through this pandemic. I thought people would learn to be nicer to other people. I don't see that a lot, all right? So therefore, be nice to people, okay? We only have each other, correct? I mean, that's really it. All right, Arthur, take care, stay well, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.